Hey, it's Logan. And before we start this episode, I want to say we are coming up to the end of our Medusa season. I was a modern Medusa. So if you want to ask us a question about how the season went or how wheels generated the randomness, well, of course, we'll talk about that in the after show. But if you have a specific question about the season, send it to us. You can do that via our email, which is hi@vre.show, or you can go on the Discord. And of course, those links are on our website, vre.show. And yeah, join up. The Discord is a fun place to just talk. Some folks are doing re-listens to the whole show and then giving us notes. And it's really heartwarming and amazing. And if you enjoy the show, you can find a cool community at our Discord. And while you're there, ask some questions about the after show for I Was a Modern Medusa. All right, here is the show.
Not everyone survives Medusa's gaze. These are their stories.
Welcome to Very Random Encounters, a show where we play pen and paper RPGs in which we've randomly determined as many things as possible, including characters, villains, names, places, and other Hellenistic stuff. It all comes together to be a very random encounter. I'm Wheels.
I'm Logan.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Greg.
Wow.
Yeah, anything good to say?
Was hoping somebody found banter on the street or something.
For a hot second, I thought you were going to be like, has anybody found Jesus? And I'm like, what are we doing?
Has anyone found Jesus?
I did at the barbecue place today. It was great.
Ooh, barbecue. Good.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was almost late.
Speaking of barbecue... Barnaby.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Would you like to recap the events of last week's episode of Very Random Encounters for me?
Sure. Yeah. So we need to get a rocket launch moved up, and Dr. Bogus's group doesn't really have a viable rocket, so we went to like the shadier lab. Anyways, the shadier lab was like, oh, hey, our director's having money problems, but that's not true. Listener, that wasn't valid intel, but we did convince them that we can get space on their rocket by a lot of promises. I have to get a lot of the scientific beaker things lined up and sent here because I think I promised a lot, a lot. It's just glass, though. How expensive can glass be?
It's one banana.
It's just glass. Anyways, so the plan rocket launch move up when there's a problem that in the whole like excitement of like promising glass and knocking things over in an office and just generally being cool. There's going to be people on that rocket and like steering them towards the sun is not good. I'm also concerned that they would look at the thing and then turn into stone while on the rocket. And that there's a lot of problems.
Many contingencies.
With the plan that came up.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure that out, friends.
Yeah, this is a cool part of the season, of any season, really, where the players have an objective and there's a thing there and they got to do it. And I get to say, how do you do it? What are y'all doing? Because there's a rocket, you got a plate, there's some people, you got to swap the people for the plate onto the rocket. The rest, I think that's in your court, right? How you're doing it?
Well, I have an entire grove full of people that are accomplices to help me do this.
I'm thinking that I would probably use some of my robotics knowledge to get the craft to fly itself.
But can we put it in a secondary rocket and while they're up there be like, second rocket go, and then that secondary rocket just fires into the sun, and that way we won't get in trouble for burning up their rocket? Because like in space, you can just like throw something and it goes forever, right? Like you just go. Bleh.
Yes.
I'd prefer to save the lab experiments that they're about to send into space to do weird lab experiment stuff from going into space in the first place. But you do you.
Hold on. What, are we sure these are not good experiments? Or
yeah.
She looks around the lab then looks at him like deadpan, like
it's like slime dripping out of like one of the air vents.
She wiggles her wings a little bit.
It somehow sprouts eyes, and it's like, help me!
Her eye starts twitching. You want me to talk to them? I'll talk to them.
Yes.
Fine. I go talk to them.
So we want to completely call off this mission. Because it's morally reprehensible?
No. Obviously, we want the rocket to launch. We just want to secretly get all the people off. We'll just, like, you know, do some... Look, I know a guy. I have a lot of costumes and mannequins. We can fill this rocket, make it look like it's got the people in it, and put the plate in, let it launch... Do all the things. We just have to finagle feed them. Make the cameras see something they're not, you know, different. You science the shit out of this. On your end, I'll handle the people. Yes. You handle the science. Okay.
Sure. Yes. That should be no problem. I'm not good at people, but I am good at making things do stuff.
Barnaby will help bankroll us, and, you know, and also, you know what Barnaby's great at? Both.
Yeah, I'm good with people, and I got a lot of money.
Yes.
And, you know, you got some sciencey things, too.
You did show yourself as competent in the robotics competition.
Exactly.
So
we've got this.
I am willing to take you on as apprentice again, if that's needed.
I mean, it's not going to interfere with my Dr. DJ duties, though, is it? Like, wow. This is just like a short term.
So just immediately. Okay, anyway, yes, no, it's fine.
Incredible. Okay, so it sounds like there might be a few different scenes we could be looking at here. Lee, when you said Mania was going to go talk to them, do you mean
the quote-unquote lab rats?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're trying to talk to...
Yeah. I mean, look, if they want to go to space, I'm not going to wreck their shit, but if they don't want to go, I will help them.
Oh, yeah. In that case, when you look to inquire, I guess, like, you go to, like, a front desk or something, and you try... Yeah, let's start there. There's a front desk person, and you're going to try and figure out who these test subjects are, and we'll see where it goes for the conversation there.
Okay. Also, my boyfriend works here, so there is that, too.
Yes. Oh! Yes, oh, would you rather talk to Jade?
I mean, I just feel like you would know, or...
That's true. Yeah, sort of after the events of the last episode, you were already here, so I imagine he was mostly just kind of tagging along outside the room after he was done with his work duties for the day, and so he's saying, how's the emergency going? You got it handled?
Maybe part of the way. They've agreed to move the rocket launch up, which is great.
Awesome.
But turns out they're sending actual people on it. And we're not sure if this is like a me and my cohort situation of like not exactly well informed.
It's subject. It's as bad as you worry.
Okay.
This okay. isn't. No one would volunteer for this. No one has. This is not a. They don't consider them people, so they don't need to give them the...
Oh, right, God.
Right, yeah. I know the feeling. Okay. I mean, I know the feeling of them thinking that. I don't know the feeling of thinking people are... But you know what I mean.
Couldn't imagine.
Okay, so... do you know where they're being kept?
Boy, that's a little bit... I'm in a completely different department, but I would imagine that's in one of the lower levels.
Probably
L2.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, that's where I was, so it's always a good place to start. It's not like I haven't broken in there before.
Yeah, is you gonna be okay with that? Is it? Do you want me to go for you? I don't wanna.
Oh no.
Wouldn't want you to.
No. It's fine. I got this. I mean, I'll just get some folks from the Grove to come, and we'll just, you know, we'll rock it.
Rock it.
Power in numbers. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Rock it. Like what's gonna be going? Yes.
Pun intended.
Wonderful.
Sorry, this is Lee thinking. I don't think that she needs to go there now. I think she just needs to go there when she's ready to do the thing.
Yep, we can check in with maybe the science that's happening with robotics people, or if there was another scene we wanted to do.
Just have to get a lot of things from Mark's finery, but I don't know if we need a scene about it. Well, that's what we do. That's what I'm doing, right? So we have a scene with everyone else, and I'm montaging, picking out outfits and mannequins for my switcheroo.
Oh, this is cool. This is like the Ocean's 11, like pre-heist scene where you see all the characters preparing in ways that don't yet make sense, but it'll all come together. This is great. Barnaby or Dr. Bogus, what are we getting from y'all? How are you preparing for the big night?
Hey, Doc. Hey, Doctor, can you quick make, like, robots to put in the mannequin so that they move around to make it more convincing? Like, is that a thing we can do fast?
Yes.
Cool. How do we make them? How do we
just
what do we
okay. Stick some servos in their arms and shit?
I don't need you to understand all I'm doing. I think that would drastically restrict the time that we have left. I can teach you later, but I just need you to do whatever I say.
Yeah, cool.
Dr. Bogus just goes for it. Finds spare parts, the stuff that he has just in his lab coat. Just cause servos and such, and goes at it. Can I roll something?
I think it's super important that we don't really care about what we're making,
because the Medusa could turn it into stone.
Yeah. I think we just sort of be like, you know, I could take it or leave it sort of attitude. I mean, I have that already.
Okay. Well,
you have to put everything together.
Yes, I don't think that I will. Yeah, you assemble it. That's the ticket. But I don't think that we can just take the intrinsic artistic value of an object away from it by thinking differently. I don't know. These are cosmic questions that don't have answers until we know for sure if they do.
What has been your relationship since the other night with Dr. Regret? Have you spoken? Is he here helping you?
He is 100% not here helping me. No way.
If he's helping me, I am on him. All the time. Like, I am watching your butt, buddy.
He's maybe like on.
I've been sending him texts like concern, like just making sure he's okay.
yeah, and I think he's probably here tonight at the workshop, just like trying to move on by. Powering through in his work, and he's like, if you need an unfeeling hand to put it together, I can help.
Certainly we can use all the help we can get.
Dr. Regrets, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I mean, Bogus is definitely looking at him with like concern, but also like, again, like we need all the help we can get. So
he's like, you know, we've been doing the addiction metaphor, right? And
yeah,
he didn't have a very long interaction with it. He's not dealing as badly as Senia, for example.
Yeah. I mean, how am I feeling?
Yeah, that's probably a good question. Maybe we'll have a role for it. In Regret's case, I think he's like on the it's rough. It's kind of at this point, it's like a really hard hangover kind of thing. And he's working through it. But let's see for you. The roles would probably be, I would suggest, survival and composure, maybe. survival, just in the sense of it's just your, because at this point it's less about the effect of the object on you, and it's more about your body coming back to natural equilibrium and the difficulty in doing that.
Yes. So that's 4, and I didn't get any successes. That's a big botch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think in that case, I think for you, your interactions were less intense than Dr. Regret's Wild Night, mm-hmm. but I think you had more frequent interactions.
Oh, yeah.
With the plate, less intense, but more frequent. You were studying it a little more closely, you know, chasing after Cynia and, you know, it calling to you in the car, I believe. There were a few moments where it had called to you. And I think for you, it's that because you had repeat exposure, it's like whatever effect that it has on your brain for you is only now kind of starting to dwindle. So you're realizing that even though Dr. Regret had his dosage more recently, mm-hmm. you're actually not as far through the withdrawal process as he is, and you're probably, it's getting worse. It's going to be worse. It'll get better eventually, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, and darn it, wouldn't you know it, it's probably going to be at its worst when you got to be working to put that plate on that rocket.
What does this feel like? Is it can I still hear voices, or is it just like I feel like I need that plate?
It's so I think that you are past the point of because of, you know, both just your decision making in past episodes and you know, you passing checks like that in the past. I don't want to be like, oh, and now you just you're relapsing and you want to, but I think it's more that, you know, like, I don't think your character would just go for another hit or anything. I think it's more accurate just that you're trying to quit cold turkey and it hurts. It's more just physiological, like you were saying. You're not hearing voices. That part is kind of past. That was probably more the last few days. You're past that, and now it just feels like there's like a muscle soreness, but it feels like it's in your brain. It's just like anytime you have that kind of like second level thinking where like you can, you know, it's kind of like a brain fog where if you're focusing on something simple, it's fine. But the second you need to really ruminate on something and figure it out, it's more difficult and leads to headaches, that sort of thing.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So I'm, like a lot of Barnaby's tasks are like, please go get me some, which one do we do last, Tylenol or Leaf? Anyway, it's been 2 hours, right? But yeah. Is there a role I need to do for the actual making of the thing?
What are you making?
So wait, so there was talk of a mannequin. Are we like trying to get Mania, like a clone of Mania kind of thing?
Well, no. So my thinking was that we are going to, like, they're going to put all these people in a van to take them over to the launch site, right?
And the rocket. Somewhere and we need to along swap the way, them out.
Yeah, we're swapping them out with mannequins to, and so we're just trying to, like, make it so that the cameras where they can see inside the rocket before it launches look like people as much as possible.
Okay, sure. In that case, I think so. There's cameras inside the van. We think
inside the rocket. You know, like inside you've seen the a rocket. Launch inside the right? rocket. Like,
yeah. Where you can launch. See. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're probably gonna need to like futz with some security footage to blink out a few seconds so you can switch them with mannequins or whatever.
Yeah, I think I'm scanning for a time when the rocket did have people in it. Probably one where all the people look very worried. Because I doubt that the people in charge know specific faces. So I'm just going to put that like on a loop or, you know, like I can make it be a loop whenever we need it to, like cut the feed to this loop.
Cool. So you're trying to make a device that does that.
Yeah.
Great. That's going to be science or technology. It's funny that you have science and technology in this game, but no exception. So either science and or technology, and I guess with this game, you can, I'll just let you add both. And then probably intellect, but I could see an argument for stamina since you're kind of trying to work through your withdrawals here.
No, obviously, Dr. Bogus is built specifically for the first three you said. So
cool, great.
I'll just roll those 8 dice.
It sounds great.
Thank God. Okay, that's 2 successes total, right? Is the 8? Is it 8 plus or is it
8, 9, and 10 are eight and nine are a success and 10 is 2 successes.
So I've actually got 3 successes there.
Great. I think you'll be set up for that challenge when the time comes. Like I won't make you roll for that unless there's some additional obstacle that you'll have to deal with later. But the actual just cutting the feed bit, you've got a device that'll let you do it. I think the montage bit that we get is probably you like outside the launch site with some like radio equipment trying to like pick. There's probably like they're probably wirelessly transmitting the video somehow with like a radio converting the video into something that radio can broadcast that you're picking up with like a just an antenna and some things, and you're like, I don't know, you're doing some old-timey radio shit. I don't know. It's 1970, but it's also future tech.
Nice.
And I would like to know what Barnaby is doing in these last few days before 0 hour.
Gotta make the mannequins.
Oh, so Mania got them the outfits, but you are actually physically making them?
Yeah, I got to put the things in because I don't give a crap about these things. So I just got following the instructions left behind.
You're with regret doing this.
Yeah.
Right.
Regret and I are not conversing because he never answered my question about his intentions. And he knows it.
Wait, what was your question about his intentions?
What are your intentions with my Dr. Bogus? What are your
intentions with my Dr. Bogus? Oh. He got all quiet and clammy in the car and then turned up a great song about and distracted me.
I think that like the two of you for this procedure have like printed out instructions like of like just how to create these things with no attachment. And it's like this weird sense where like it's almost meditative work to manipulate something with absolutely no attempting to have absolutely no attachment to the results. It kind of necessitates a detachment from almost all emotion while you're working to not imbue, you know, they say you know, like you're cooking with love or whatever. And that's just like, you know, when you feel good and you are excited to feed a person that you love food, you're going to put more of yourself in it and you're going to really sweat the details. Or if you're angry, you might accidentally, you know, put your anger into the food. But like any of these emotions could go into this craft. So I think it's probably a role to just see how like centered you are. But what tact are you taking to get to that meditative state?
So I think mostly it's Barnaby being so wrapped up in his own ideas and his own like plotting out like what his next DJ set is going to be, thinking about his next career is going to be, like coming up with various designs for his new Dr. DJ business cards and then switching over to like, well, how much does glass cost? What do I have to fill out for paperwork? Like all of just the sort of like, it's one of those things where like when you go into meditation, you just like let your thoughts go.
Yeah.
Just letting all the thoughts go and just being like, oh yeah, I need to think about that. Yeah. And just not paying attention to anything else. Like that is on autopilot.
I think it's called, there's a term for it, at least in English. It's like non-judgmental. It's some sense of like, yeah, you acknowledge that you acknowledge, yes, I have this feeling and
just examining it, right? Like,
right. And then just letting it go and then returning to your not thinking about it.
It's part of meditation.
I think it almost sounds like Barnaby that it's like we have talked about Barnaby as like the perpetually undeclared, never going to fit. Yep. But it's like to a degree that's almost your superpower that you are sort of extending. You are very malleable. You are sort of able to channel that indecision into clarity. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, you're channeling it into just having the most even keeled, calm, not exuberant, not feeling overly relaxed, but just the room temperature of the heart. You are able to, well, I guess I should have you roll for it. I shouldn't just tell you that you succeed. I forgot that you didn't already roll. That's what you're going for. Let's say that's probably, unless you have an argument for something else, integrity and
composure
or presence.
I mean, they're both the same at 3.
Cool.
So I this might be pushing it, but I feel like this is my lucky day. I've seen this in a movie. Like this, like Barnaby's thinking of this as a montage sequence. Like this has to get done. So that's where I'm thinking my trademark comes in, but we can also say that's pushing it too far.
Sorry, that's trademark, so that's just an extra 2 dice, right? Yeah, that sounds right to me, yeah.
Okay. 3 successes!
Hey.
Or is it 7? No, it's 8, 9.
So 8, 2. 9,
10. So 2 successes.
Cool, great. Yeah, you are successful. I was kind of describing it ahead of time, but yeah. So you tell me what this is like.
I mean, I think it's one of those things where have you ever driven and then you're like, how am I here already?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, you just black it out.
Yeah, that is what happens. Like, I think like it is actually like from it is a montage as people are watching it. But I think it gets to a point where Barnaby looks up and there's like 3 of them completed. And it's a, how did these get done? Did we do this? Cool. We're like done.
Regret comes back and he's like, and so I think we should have this done in maybe an hour or two. And then he looks down. Oh, good. Sufficient work.
Oh, hey, are you hungry? I'm.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah, let's get something to eat. Would you like to do what? Well, I was about to say Chili's, but that certainly wouldn't be in 1975 Winnipeg.
well,
would you prefer Harvey's?
When did Chili's open?
Or Mrs. Mike's?
Chili's was 1975 in Texas.
I wouldn't have been.
I did not know that.
Wouldn't have been in Manitoba, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no.
Mrs. Mike's, it's the better answer. I don't even know why I suggested Harvey's. It's a garbage chain.
Oh, yeah, the other one then. Are we just going to drive there? Do we need to leave a note? Like, hey, it's done. I'm imagining we can go get them while I'll come back and regroup, right? Like, that's a thing?
I don't believe they're going anywhere, yes.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, let's go. My treat.
Ooh, wonderful.
Also, we're going to have a conversation because you still haven't answered my question.
Yes, about the good doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a colleague I enjoy working with.
Hey, okay. But do you think he looks hot in that lab coat?
Yes, but that's not.
So like you're there and you're just like being resist. Okay, we're going to talk about this over margaritas.
Fine.
I'm assuming they have margaritas. I don't know. We'll make them make margaritas. Anyways, let's get in the car.
So, I have a boyfriend, apparently, we found out last episode, but I definitely have a crush on Sinia.
Yes.
And Lee doesn't know how to have a conversation with Sinia about, like, is that cool with her?
Oh, have you
had the conversation with Jade?
I would assume yes. I think that they're, Jade like, feels totally fine about it.
The energy seems.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Let the wind flow.
I think they've been together for a while and they're fine. I think that Mania she knows how to do this, but Lee doesn't. So I'm just asking for like advice on how to talk to Sinia about like, I have a boyfriend and I like you, and how do we?
I mean, you just say the words. You just say how you're feeling and then mention, I mean, you know, but also with the other feelings, like, hey, I'm feeling a connection between us, but just before we go any further, I wanted to mention that I do already have a partner and we are poly. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to have that scene because I don't want people to feel weird that they've already met a boyfriend that they didn't know about.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And have two episodes go by without. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you hang out at the snake pits again? Do you hang out in Winnipeg? Do you hang out in her little town? Maybe you hang out. Actually, you probably hang out in her little town of Gimli. We haven't spent a lot of time there. And it is. It's a beautiful little spot on what is essentially like a great lake, you know, a lake big enough you can't see across, might as well be a sea, little fishing town. And it's the summer, so it's a touristy kind of spot as well. So there's like diners and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So you've just probably been hanging out for a bit, and she's like, yeah, I know it's kind of cheesy out here with all the tourist stuff, but I don't know. It's home to me too, you know?
Yeah, it's so cute out here. I love it. So like peaceful.
It's so far from anything though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the grove's pretty far out too. I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess once you're past the perimeter, it's all a bit of a drive, yeah.
Yeah. So hey, we've been having fun together.
Yeah, yeah. I this has been a good time. We should hang out more.
Yeah. Just wanted to like heads up. I am seeing someone. But you know, we're like pretty open about it. Yeah, and if you're cool with that, I'd like to see you some more, you know, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is new territory for me. I enjoyed hanging out with you today. I'd like to hang out with you again. I reserve the right to change my mind later, but yeah. I think that's fine. I think, yeah, cool. Thanks for telling me.
Awesome.
You want a corn dog?
I do.
Awesome. I think before, I don't remember if it made the cut into the episode, but I at least said to y'all, I gestured at, oh, maybe the launch site is the School of Hard Knocks, which was an okay idea, B+ maybe even, but I have since landed on the better idea. Listener and also my co-hosts, I need you to Google two Winnipeg things in order for me.
Oh, okay.
You're first going to Google Manitoba Legislature.
Okay.
This is a building. And you're going to go to Google Images, rather. That's what I want you to look at is the images.
Yeah. Ooh,
This building is too big. I don't know if you've gotten the impression from this season, but Winnipeg's...
Jeez. Why does it look like the White House?
Winnipeg's not that big a town. This shit looks like it's in D.C. It is full on...
It's so big.
What's the neoclassical with like the emulating Roman columns? It's huge. There's this whole story. I don't remember all of the details, but like, so there was a point where they thought Winnipeg was going to be a much bigger deal. They were kind of angling for it. Yes. They were angling for it to be like the Chicago of the Canadian prairies in a time when Chicago itself was doing very well. And it didn't really happen that way. Calgary kind of ended up taking that spot. But this was built in that time of exuberance about excitement of Winnipeg's ability to grow in the future. And even then, the architect was way over ambitious. And it was like ended up like way over budget. There's all of this weird. The labor history involved. I don't remember all of the details, but I don't believe they're pretty. There's weird stuff that actually fits so well with this season of like. The architect was like also kind of like an eccentric a recluse, putting like numerology spirals and like weird gargoyles around it and shit. And there's like lions or something. I can't remember. There's wild shit inside of it. I've only been inside once or twice. All of that to say, it's a very strange building. Way too big for this town that it is. It's for just our provincial legislature. massively haunted feeling. That's the first thing.
It really does look a lot like the Capitol building, for sure.
It really does.
It's fucking huge.
It's way too big. The surrounding grass is effectively like one of the biggest parks in the city as a result. And it's like kind of the default place for protests and things to happen.
Okay.
The second thing I need you to Google, and this is where we're leaving you off, listener. And this is going to be what I'm proposing is that the rocket, the nose of the rocket is like the head of the legislature, right? How it kind of comes to like a point, how that could be a rocket that might launch out of the legislative building. You know what I mean? That's what I'm proposing. But the important detail is that atop the legislature, I need you to search for, also in Google Images, Winnipeg Golden Boy.
Winnipeg Golden Boy.
Because there's a little boy with a little Hermes. I guess it's supposed to be like Hermes, which is related to the season, I suppose.
Yeah.
There's a little dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Winnipeg Golden Boy.
Shiny little twink up there with his flaming chalice. I think... Yeah, we'll leave things off with a bunch of these creepy scientists putting all of the... Well, you'll hear like... it'll be like a flash forward or whatever, but you'll hear like a T-minus 10, 9, 8, as the golden boy starts 7, to rumble back 6, and forth.
5, 4, 3,
and we're launching
2,
the golden boy
1,
into the sun.
Fire.
Where he belongs.
Where Hermes wants to be.
You know, dream come true. On Facebook and Blue Sky at VREcast, or email us at hi@VRE.show. If you want to help us out, you can rate and review the show or tell a friend about us. You can buy our book at bit.ly/randombook with the R and B capitalized. All the links we mentioned and our other projects and much, much more can be found on our website, VRE.show. We're entirely fan-funded. If you'd like to help keep the show going and get monthly bonus content, head to patreon.com/VRE. And to all our patrons, thank you for supporting us.
Thank you. Super quick, I have lost where my character sheet is, so hang on just a moment. Where would I have put that? I just rely on it to be in the recently opened files, or just open from the last time. But Adobe Acrobat's like, I don't know her.
Is it in like your file manager's recent files?
Yeah, someone was in my space touching all my things. And he did move a lot of things around, too. Don't know who that was.
So that's me? Did I do that?
Yes, and Justin, too.
I'm sorry.
And Justin moving all my stuff around.
Oh, geez. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just teasing.
There it is.
We found Dr. Bogus.
Oh, Jesus. Is it going to really load this? Yeah, it is. It's just going to take forever.
We're still waiting for Dr. Bogus.
Look, listen. This isn't it. I don't know where it is. It's fine. I probably... Oh, God. This is...
Just roll me 4.
Yeah.
D10.
And
just call it 4.
Yeah. And that. So that's 4. P.S. I found my real Dr. Bogus character sheet.
We found him.
Hey, yeah. We did it.
I actually rolled 1 less than I was supposed to, so hey. My memory wasn't quite as good as I thought it was. But anyway,